You think he's wrong? Then it's your turn. The Common Sense Hotline is open. 888-900-9966. Here's Steve.
Following up on our conversation with Dan Kildee here. And that is a new poll. Strongly suggests Democrats should not move on an attempt to impeach the president. Half of voters say the new Democratic-controlled House should not begin impeachment proceedings next year. That, according to Politico, 51% do not support impeachment, only 33 do. More than 6 in 10 Democratic voters want Congress to begin impeachment. Only 22% don't want that, but more importantly, 8% of Republicans say impeach, and only 29% of those so-called independents, the swing votes that decide every election, less than 1 in 3 say you should pursue impeachment. And so if you do that, I think that there's already a fatigue. There's already a fatigue with the investigations, with Russia, with Mueller, with all of it. And so if the Democrats do come forth with their cannon full of subpoenas, I think it has the opportunity and the possibility, if not the likelihood, to completely boomerang. And so therein lies the problem. It could completely boomerang and come right back on them. And we know what happened following Bill Clinton's impeachment efforts. The Republicans took a shellacking in 1996, and Bill Clinton was reelected easily over Bob Dole and Jack Kemp. It was easy. The Dole-Kemp ticket went nowhere. Meanwhile, Bob Woodward, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Watergate journalist whose recent book Fear described in great detail chaotic infighting in the White House, although he had no actual sources because he doesn't name sources, which makes it real easy to write whatever he wants. At any rate, there's probably a fair amount of truth to what he said, and a fair amount of it you could question legitimately. But he says too many media figures have become emotionally unhinged. This comes from a guy who's on the far left. Too many media figures have become emotionally unhinged. And he said that because of CNN's lawsuit trying to get Jim Acosta back in the White House. Jim Acosta, of course, lost his press credentials after the stunt that he pulled last week, refusing to give up the microphone, pushing away the arm of a White House intern trying to get the microphone to hand it to the next reporter. He tried to take over the entire process, did Jim Acosta, and he was penalized for it. Woodward was speaking at the Global Financial Leadership Conference in Naples, Florida, when he said the remedy isn't suing the administration, it's more serious reporting about what he's doing. About what he's doing. In the news media, there has been an emotional reaction to Trump, and many have become emotionally unhinged about this, said Bob Woodward. Your thoughts? I'll take a few at 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline. Steve is in Lansing on this topic. Steve, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's like this. Fatigue is a symptom. What has happened is the general public has total and complete disgust with the whole circus event.
People are just worn out by it. People are just worn out by it. They don't want to hear about it anymore, do they?
They're disgusted. You know, when you can only throw so much mud against the wall, and only some of it will stick. And they have failed dismally as a direct result of it.
All right, Steve-O, thank you for checking in. It's the Steve Gruber Show here today. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966 is the number to call to get on and share your thoughts. You can also always go to stevegruber.com and drop us a line. All right? You can always get there and drop us a line and share your thoughts. Down to the wire now in Georgia. That campaign is finally winding down, it looks like. Now, it's going to continue. The recount will continue in Florida. But Democrat Stacey Abrams says she expects a federal judge to rule today in her favor regarding a federal lawsuit from her campaign filed over the weekend in the hopes of forcing a runoff election in Georgia's unsettled governor's race. Now, having said that, there are rules that apply here. And in order to have a runoff election in Georgia, you have to have less than 50% of the vote. If you have 50% plus one vote, and Brian Kemp leads her by about 59,000 votes and is 21,000 over that threshold of 50%, there will be no runoff. But rules be damned. Rules mean nothing. Rules mean nothing if you're trying to win a seat. Same has applied basically in Florida, but right now it's stabilized. Remember on election night, Rick Scott was up by almost 60,000 votes in the race for the U.S. Senate seat there, being held by Bill Nelson, currently the incumbent. Almost 60,000 seats. Then it was 30,000. Then it was 20,000. Now it's 12,500, but it stood at that mark for several days now. No new discovery of magic ballots in the backs of cars. No more magic ballots in the broom closets, apparently. And so I would say it would be unprecedented in American history to see anybody overcome that margin of 12,500. In the race for governor there, a recount also underway for the race with Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum. Andrew Gillum, the far-left candidate, a guy who advocates bringing an income tax to Florida. Good luck with that. At any rate, Ron DeSantis lead about 33,000 last time I looked. So that's also an insurmountable lead. The best thing that could happen to Florida right now would be for the Democrats to say, you know what? We didn't make it. We fell short. Examine our messaging and move on. Rick Scott today is in Washington sitting down with Republican leadership. He's fully confident that he has won that Senate seat, and so am I, unless some magic truck full of ballots for Broward or Palm Beach County show up, which, by the way, I wouldn't put it past them. So I'm not 100% sure. I feel reasonably confident that Rick Scott will be elected in Florida for that Senate seat, but not 100%. I'm not 100% confident until all the dust settles. And with that in mind, a federal judge has extended the deadline for Palm Beach County. They only found 15,000 magic ballots so far. It's 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Some final thoughts right after this. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the